grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was larger by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny ounce more. It was brought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. In watching its pendulum swing to and fro, many hours he had spent when a boy. And in childhood and manhood the clock seemed to know, and to share both his sorrows and joys. For it struck 24 when he entered at the door with his blooming and beautiful bride. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick tock, tick tock, his life seconds numbering, tick tock, tick tock, it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. My grandfather said of all those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he found. For it wasted no time and had but one desire at the close of each week to be wound. It was kept in its place, not a frown upon its face, and its hands never hung by its side. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick tock, tick tock, his life seconds numbering, tick tock, tick tock, it stopped short, never to go again when the old